This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, August 2nd. Well, wheat markets under a lot of pressure yesterday. In fact, all the grains just getting wiped out yesterday. And that is because of moderating temperatures in the Midwest. We've got grain leaving the ports out of Ukraine, and it looks like it'll be one vessel per day is what they're estimating. Most of it is corn, and that has been loaded since February. That's a long time to be sitting on a vessel. Quality is going to be highly suspect, and they're anticipating some of these loads will be rejected. But be as it may, it's leaving the ports, and so that opens up these ports and it opens up the ships to reload with some better quality grain. A lot of that will be old crop that just never got loaded or delivered. But a fair amount will be new crop as well. And of course, new crop production is far lower than it was last year. But nevertheless, it's at least breaking open the logjam here. The problem with new crop is actually getting it to the ports. Infrastructure has been damaged, and it's going to be difficult for producers to actually get this grain in a loadable position. But we'll see. We'll see how this all progresses. But nevertheless, it is a bearish development that they are moving the grain, it's getting into the world pipeline, and that opens up the probability for more exports. That said, Russia's still complaining about their lack of export ability because of insurers unwilling to insure cargoes or charging very high prices, and also the payment system. They've been blocked out of the normal payment system internationally, so they have to rely on other systems, which basically comes back to just straight dealing in rubles, which very few countries want to do. So those are ongoing issues with the wheat complex in particular, but also the corn space as well. Crop condition ratings yesterday afternoon were better than expected. Corn was unchanged at 61%. The trade was looking for at least a couple lower. Soybeans at 60% was actually up one over last week, and the trade there too was looking for a lower number. Spring wheat ratings at 70%, up two on the week. So we've got a lot of heat coming to the northern plains and some dryness, which clearly would take a toll on the spring wheat crop. But I think you're starting out from such a strong position that, yeah, you'll get some yield drag from this heat, but you're still going to cut a pretty big spring wheat crop. 97% of the spring wheat is headed. For soybeans, 44% nationwide are setting pods. And for corn, 88% has silked. So we're getting past the real critical phase for corn pollination for this heat and the dryness that is still forecast to come into the western Midwest. They've backed away a little bit on the heat and the length of this heat and dryness, but it's still going to come. We're still going to see high 90s, low 100s across the northern plains, central plains, into the western Midwest. Question is, how intense will it be? How long will it last? But for corn, again, if most of it's pollinated, it's just going to be tough to have a huge impact. You could still have a notable impact, and I think that's where you could be still running into trouble here with ear filling. If it gets that hot and dry like they're forecasting, it's still going to impact corn. But primarily the trade is focused on soybeans as we move right into the heart of pollination there, and it's still calling to be extremely hot and dry. That's going to stress the crop. It's going to make for poor pollination. But, we're not seeing that showing up yet in the crop condition ratings. We fully expected to see that this week, kind of thought we would last week, and it hasn't happened. So nationwide, we're hanging right in there. So it's going to be difficult for, the algorithms to really, we start plugging in these numbers, it's still showing good yields and good production. So it's difficult to justify getting into a long position here if you don't see the crop stress showing up in these condition ratings. Got some other issues, of course, political this time around. Pelosi apparently is going to, go to Taiwan, and China has been saber-rattling the whole time of her Asian trip, So we'll see if they follow through on some of these threats, but you know, that would affect primarily corn and soybeans. They're major buyers of those two crops. So that's kind of been a drag on that as well. I don't know how this plays out. They can only buy so much soybean from Brazil before they have to come back to the U.S. We're the only two major suppliers. Argentina, maybe a little bit of meal, but China's going to buy just the raw soybeans because they have an extensive crushing industry of their own that they want to support. So that's adding an element of bearishness to the row crops. Weather moderating is a big bearish development. We'll see where we go from here. I think it's just a matter of getting through these next couple weeks and see what the weather actually does. The forecast is always shifting and moving things around. So it's just a matter of, you know, again, getting through these next couple weeks and seeing what the weather actually brings. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.